Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
All right, moving on very quickly after I obliterated the newscast. Happy to welcome in Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com writer. He follows the team inside and out.
If he wants to pitch for a team that's going to have the goals that we have, that wasn't good enough. But he's a young kid, and he'll respond to it. That's just the way it is. You can't always rub his back and tell him how great he is. I think he'll be better.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, Adam, this morning, talking about Jacob Mizorowski, who will start tonight, as he's given up 8 earned runs in his last 2 starts, and people would like to see the original Miz, the OG Miz, on the mound tonight as the Brewers look to pad their lead.
Big innings have killed him. Remember, it started before that little stint on the injured list against the Cubs, a 40-pitch inning in which, you know, he was kind of dinked and dunked and then got whacked on the shin by a comebacker and then went on the IL. So it's been just disjointed is the word I think of for Mizorowski. So, you know, look, he's a guy with some edge. So I think Murph's counting on that edge showing up and him pitching better this time. And if he doesn't, you know, look, do they start to think about that spot? I'm not sure. They were flush with pitchers. Now they're sort of not so flush with pitchers again. And it's funny how that can change so quickly.
What was that, Adam? Dinked and doinked? I like that.
Yeah, dinked and dunked. Sort of, you know, duck farted to death.
Oh.
Do you know the duck fart?
Another baseball term.
I know the duck walk. I dislocated my knee doing that. I don't know the duck fart. What's that?
I think it's like a little stoink.
Yeah, a little stoink. I dislocated my knee doing that.
Oh, jeez. Hey, Adam, the Brewers 2026 schedule is out. I know that seems like a while away, but have you perused it? Have you taken a peek at it? Any thoughts?
Yes, thoughts. Open at home, which is beautiful because that hasn't happened before. I'd have to look back. Feels like a couple of years.
Nice.
Against the Chicago White Sox, and get ready for lots of American League foes in April. It's White Sox, Rays, Royals, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Tigers, all in the month of April. Mm. So it's kind of throwback to the American League Brewers. And then finish at home, which is great. It's actually a huge, I think, baseball advantage, as well as just for us who live in the game. It's an enormous opportunity to finish at home when you sometimes, with a day or two left, don't know where you're going to start the postseason, if that's in the cards. And July and August are absolute beasts. 3-city trip going into the All-Star break, Diamondbacks, Cardinals, Pirates. And then coming out of the break, I counted 51 games in 55 days coming out of the All-Star break, including 2 West Coast trips. It was a San Francisco-Anaheim trip and a San Diego-LA. So, man, I mean, that is an absolute gauntlet for your pitching, for your sleep cycle, for everything. And if they can get to Labor Day in good shape, boy, they've navigated something pretty tough.
There's so also
those are the things that stand out.
The first ever trip to Las Vegas as well, Adam, to play the A's, who have been all over the place here, right? From Oakland to Sacramento, but now Vegas, or at least upcoming, the Vegas A's.
And this won't be the new A's stadium. This will be the AAA stadium that's there. And it's just kind of a special series. I assume the A's are just kind of dipping their toes in that market while their stadium is under construction. And the Brewers did go up there for a couple of games last spring, if my years are correct, a couple of spring training games where they sent split squads. Say that fast, like I just failed to do. So it won't be their very first trip to that ballpark, but it's where the is it the Las Vegas 51s? My minor leagues are not up to date, but it's a AAA ballpark that they'll play in.
Adam, we haven't talked to you since the Bob Uecker celebration of life on Sunday. Oh, I just loved it. I was telling Greg, I said, you know, there were a lot of tears and there were a lot of sad people, but also I kind of smiled. I took my mom, and it was such a neat time to look back and all the awesome memories, to have some good laughs. I was curious just with how close you are to the team and knowing Uke, how you felt about the celebration of life on Sunday.
Yeah, it was great. And I think my eyes stayed mostly dry because a lot of that material we'd had a chance to see in April at that really cool event they did at the Miller High Life Theater, where it was kind of family and friends and club officials. Yeah. And I was just, I don't know how, but I was really fortunate to get a seat at that. And you got to see some of those same videos. But look, the thing that stood out to me, maybe because I'd seen some of the videos before, which were really cool, but Robin Yount, man, he never was the big public speaker. When he played, he was not the go-to guy, from what I understand from the scribes who were around at that time. But he has become just the best, funniest, most thoughtful public speaker. And the thing where he did the upside-down microphone.
That was good.
Talking in, and then he says, "You taught me that," was brilliant. And then the line, which I, you know, some people are trying to find the origin of the line. Some said, Woody Allen, or I forget what some of the other sources potentially were, but where he said, you know, "Uke always said till the very end he wasn't afraid of dying. He just didn't want to be there when it happened." And for that to be kind of the closing of the ceremony, it was so perfect, because I know the Brewers spent hours and hours and weeks and months talking with the family about the tone, because you want to laugh. It's Uke. He made us laugh for 54 years. But also it's, you know, it's saying goodbye. And for the family, this has been really hard. This has been months long of processing their grief. And it was, you know, kind of a final goodbye for the family. So it wasn't, you know, you have to find the right balance there of humor and sadness, and appreciation was what kind of stood out to me for what we had for all those years with Uke and how special he was and one of a kind. So really beautiful day. And God, it was, that was a heart ending. That's a top five brutal Brewers loss that I've witnessed in person, just because of all the emotion of the day.
To even get up and play a game after all that, and even through that, certainly challenging. But yes, unfortunate to have that one slip away. So they're in this crazy stretch, Adam, where they're playing 19 games in 18 days. And it's just, it's kind of what baseball is sometimes, right? Merv had something interesting to say on the morning show. They were asking him about, you know, just trying to manage through this process without a day off. He said, "Look, we don't really take advantage of our days off anyway. It's more about giving guys rest throughout the stretch. And, you know, sometimes one day just isn't enough, and maybe you package it with a day off, and then you get a couple of days rest. But, like, this is baseball. It's just, no one's feeling bad for us. We just got to kind of have to work through it."
Yeah, and look, I mean, I witnessed kind of the angry side of social media when they lose 6 of 9 after winning forever. So I don't want to be skewed in the way people are reacting to this. I would just say, here's how I'd like to, even when I watch football or basketball, I always like to try to understand the way that these teams navigate these difficult stretches. And, you know, you're annoyed when you pay for a ticket to see the Bucks and Giannis has a, what do they call it in the NBA, load management day?
Yes.
It's very annoying when you've invested good money and you don't get to see the star player you want to see. But I do try to think along with Pat Murphy and Matt Arnold and the whole, you know, they have all these sports science people who monitor everything that these players do. And when they see signs that a guy needs a day, they're going to give him a day, because they have to worry about, you know, entertaining the fans and winning the game today, which I think Pat Murphy has done. I mean, I think his win today mantra, it's not just words. I think he's managed way more often than not with that in mind. But there are days where, you know, a guy, say the other day when Bryce Turang is out of the lineup because he got hit on the wrist and he couldn't move his wrist. So he just couldn't play. They'd already told Andrew Vaughn, who really had been grinding because they didn't have a backup first baseman, they'd kind of given him this day off. And you lose Bryce Turang. You probably wish you hadn't picked that day for Andrew Vaughn, but you already told him that it's the day. And yes, you could just say, "Never mind, you're going to play." But they don't like doing that, because these guys, you know, they plan their whole routine about their workload. So they played a game without two of their best recent power hitters, which Bryce Turang is right now. So, look, I understand from a fan point of view that can be really difficult to swallow, and then they play, you know, a couple kind of stinkers, and it's really frustrating, and it feels like it's all slipping away. But they have to always manage in this game because of the demands of the schedule with tomorrow in mind. That is the name of the game in baseball. And, yes, it's frustrating, but it's kind of fun to also manage along to see how they do it. And I would just encourage people to try to think about that as we move forward here and they try to close this thing out. It's more fun if you think about it from, you know, kind of armchair manage, than just sit back and kind of get mad when your guy's not in the lineup.
Adam, I made a mental note to ask you about that post you had about Quinn Priester and that awesome, I can't remember if it was video or it was a picture, but him having the best hair day in Major League Baseball history, you said. Kind of sums up where the Brewers stand with 34 regular season games to go. But then things kind of changed after that.
Yeah, he got a haircut.
Did he really get a haircut after that?
He really got a haircut the next day.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
He walked through with his haircut and he just smiled and pointed across the room. And it was like, he's like, I had to do it. I mean, it was a mop. So, I mean, at some point your cap doesn't stay on if you have too much. So, yeah, he's those of us who aren't so blessed. Well, I know Greg could probably borrow some of that Quinn Priester hair.
Yeah, I'd be happy to cut anybody's hair who needs it.
Yeah. Well, he got it cut. So he's become a really important guy for them right now because, you know, there's a lot going on in the rotation all of a sudden, and they got a couple of moving pieces, and they're in this stretch of, you know, like you said, 19 games in 18 days, and Quinn Priester has been kind of one of the steady guys, which is pretty amazing when you talk about him getting traded over from Boston's AAA team in April and really being an unknown and pitching himself into a really prominent role. So whatever he's doing, he should keep doing it.
Real quick, Adam, Jackson Churio, I thought he was on the comeback trail. I saw him play for Nashville over the weekend. That game was televised locally here in Milwaukee, so I watched a little bit of it. It looked fine, but Murph said he may have had a bit of a setback. Are they going to keep him at the minor league level here on rehab?
I don't think I would call it a setback. They just noticed that he was tentative running out a double. And look, he got in there safely with no problem, so is he tentative or is he just kind of saving his bullets for when he needs it? I think they wanted to see him run all out is the point. And I know they kind of talked to him after that and they got him on the treadmill after that. You know, the point of those rehab assignments is to see live pitching and then to just, in the case of a guy coming off a hamstring injury, just prove to everyone else and also to yourself that you can get to that last gear. And sometimes it's just that sort of trepidation about is this thing going to pop again that's in the back of a player's mind can be really difficult. And the only way to get through that is just to go out and run 100%. And I think that's what they want to see. So he is getting very close. But as Murph said yesterday, he said it's not going to be tomorrow. It's probably not going to be the next day. So that's really all the gauge we have. Does that mean this weekend? I think that's, you know, something to sort of think about. One of these days coming up, they'll get him back. And that's a big one. That's one of their star players. Remember, they started a 14-game winning streak the day Jackson Churio went on the injured list, which is just one of the crazy things that's happened over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Flexing a little bit of depth here, the Milwaukee Brewers. Adam McKelvey will be at the game tonight. Read his stuff at Brewers.com. A perfect follow on Twitter through the season. Adam, we appreciate it. We'll check in again soon.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, I'll let you know next time I get a haircut.
Yes, please do. Please
or
do.
Or go to the dentist.
It's so weird. I tell people, I'll give you a haircut, and they think instantly that I'm just going to buzz their hair or take it all off because that's
Shave
what
it.
My hair looks like. No, I'll give you a nice, clean, honest cut, whatever you want. Fades, lightning bolts, whatever Adam wants. I'll do it for him. Okay.